A summertime story now about the intersection of beer drinking, adaptive reuse, and folk art. Back in 1968, when aluminum recycling was just getting started, a Houston man took it up on his own in earnest.
He started covering his property and then his whole house with his empty beer cans, some 50,000 of them. Today, that home is preserved by a local arts organization. And to help us tell the story of the Houston Beer House, we're joined by Ruben Guevara. He's head of restoration and preservation of the Beer Can House. Mr. Guevara, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And you are outside the Beer Can House right now. I wonder if you could walk us around and tell us what you see.
Well, the most striking element of the Beer Can House is actually right there in the front when you walk in. That's what causes all the traffic here sometimes. It's these garlands, anywhere from 2 foot to 10 foot strands of garlands. They're beautiful. They're strands. They're like this sea of aluminum that just dances when the wind blows, and it makes this song, like this wind chime that never stops.
Beer can wind chimes.
Yes, beer can wind chimes. You know, some people have described them like earrings. You know, they're like these long strands of earrings that are just, you know, strung together.
And then the walls of the house itself?
The walls, they're clad in the beer cans. You know, they're just the flattened out beer cans. You know, they're all sorts of, you know, different brands. It's just all aluminum all the way around from top to bottom.
What brands do you see as you walk around the house?
I see Falstaff, I see Texas Pride, there's Budweiser, there's Buckhorn, you know, there's Blue Ribbon, you know, there's all sorts of Miller High Life, you know, just all sorts of beers, you know, that he just, you know, cans that he collected, cans that he drank, you know, him and his wife.
Well, tell us about the man behind the house and how this house came to be.
You know, John Milkovich was a pretty simple guy. He was very good with his hands. He bought this house. For about 17 years, he did nothing with it. But something clicked in 1968 when he bought this patio. You know, he decorated the bottom of the patio with these marbles and these colorful pieces of blocks of cement. And it ended up being a beer can house, a folk art site.
But he didn't see it that way, I gather. He just saw it as something fun to do.
Yes, it was something fun to do, a pastime. You know, John liked two things, working with his hands and drinking beer.
Innovative use of beer cans, clearly. A lot of beer cans that did not end up in a landfill.
Exactly. You know, he collected beer cans for about 17 years. He stored them in his garage, in his mom's garage. He didn't know why, you know, but he knew he needed to save them because he was going to use them. But he didn't know for what at the time until this came to mind. You know, it just happened, you know, just all of a sudden.
That's a whole lot of beer right there.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was a six-pack a day, him and his wife and friends and anybody who was passing by willing to stop by and hang out with him.
And did he have a favorite brand?
Yes, it was whatever was on sale.
I see. He was a frugal man.
Yes, he was. You know, all beer was great. He enjoyed it all.
Mr. Guevara, is this the kind of house where people driving by will just stop and do a double take? If they don't know it's there, they'll just have to stop and try to figure out what's going on?
They screech to a halt sometimes, you know, and they do a double and triple take, and then they come and drive around and go around again and again. And this house is in between all these condos, these new condos, and all of a sudden, there's a break in this line of condos, and then, boom, you have a beer can house. You have a house, you know, cladded with aluminum everywhere, and it draws the eye so quick, and people just are amazed by it.
Any complaints from the neighbors about those beer top wind chimes?
You know, it's funny. You know, people sometimes, you know, when they first come into the neighborhood, they don't know. You know, maybe the first time they visited, it was, you know, it was no wind, and it was quiet, but when the wind goes, this house sings. And, you know, people have sometimes, you know, come up and said, how can you lower the volume? I don't know. You know, tell me how to control the wind and I'll tell you how to, you know, I can turn down the volume. That's, you know, it's nature taking place here and it's beautiful.
Well, Mr. Guevara, thanks for talking to us about the Houston Beer Can House. We appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome.
That's Ruben Guevara. He's head of restoration and preservation of the Houston Beer Can House.